everything. I happen to be, in general, I like lots of different stuff. I like lots of different types of Torah. There are different. There's a sefer called Chanukas HaTorah. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's the Rebbe Reb Herschel. And he, together with the Rebbe Reb Yoinasson, it's interesting, they're both called the Rebbe Reb, and neither one of them was Hasidish. The Rebbe Reb Herschel was before Hasidim. It goes back a long time ago. He was an amazing, amazing person. A lot of interesting stories about the Rebbe Reb Herschel. Again, before Hasidus. Why is he called the Rebbe Reb? That's an interesting name. And by the way, the Rebbe Reb Yoinasson, people are makbid. You can't call him anything else. They're makbid. I'll tell you why on that one. But there's nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but I'm just in the mood to talk. So, the Rebbe Reb Herschel was Rabban Shel Yisrael. He's the Gadol Hador. He's the Gadol Hador. So he's the Rebbe. People say, the Rebbe. He was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. So why have you not heard about him? That's a whole story, not for now. But the Rebbe of Yoinasson, I think there's a different reason why people are makbid to call him the Rebbe of Yoinasson, and because they wanted to make a point. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Don, you know what I'm talking about? What? Rabbi Yaakov Emden. There was friction. There was friction between the Rebbe of Yoinasson and Rabbi Yaakov Emden. These are two very big people. We have to understand what was going on at the time. Klal Yisrael was really at a low at that time because it was right after Shabbosai Tzvi, and there was like, and people were like very suspicious, and Rabbi Yoinasson was doing stuff that people were like, what is going on over here? And there was suspicions, and it was not so pretty. So in order to kind of like to restore the glory of Rabbi Yoinasson Eibshitz, the Rebbe Rabbi Yoinasson. But what's interesting is they both had similar types of Torah. It's a very unique brand of Torah. When you hear that type of Torah, you know like where it's like this. It's like this, it's hard for me to describe, but it's like this gishmak, like cheshbin, and it always makes you like smile. It's like this, it's like almost like, I think it's cute. It's like, she's like, it's, you know, like, what he does is he takes something that doesn't, that seems to be like bizarre, and like, and learn it up based on like a few different midrashim and put them together. It's brilliant. It's a brilliant type of Torah. Those two do the same types of Torah. Shulei Pinchas, you would never ever see anything like that. He might, every once in a while, like, quotes Rebbe Herschel, but just for one detail. But the Vart is a different type of Vart. There's different people that this was their type of Vart. You have the same thing, by the way, in Gemara. There's a certain mahalach in learning, right? Like, the Sfasemis is a certain way of learning Gemara and a certain way of learning Chumash. By the way, they're totally different. You know, people have said, if you see the two Sfasemis, you'd never think it was the same person. The way he learns Gemara is like a brisker. It's like he mamish learns. I learned Kachim, and in Kachim the Brisker Rav and the Sfas Emes are very often the same. But when he comes to Chumash, he's got this like wild Hasidish Torah that's like very, very esoteric, similar to the stuff we're doing over here. But that's the Sfas Emes al Torah. You'll never find a Sfas Emes on the Torah who's like trying to go through a Rashi carefully and like being Medayik. It's just not what he does. That's not his thing. So the Shmilei Pinchas, his thing is to take from many of the great sources, combine them together, and give you something that like shows a whole different picture from what you see. What you see is the surface, but there are roots that's so much deeper, and to me, it's mind-blowing, it's eye-opening, it's fascinating. Let me share with you something from Shmilei Pinchas on this week's parasha. I hope I do a good job. Be'ez Hashem, naseh v'natzliach. This week's parasha, Parashas Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu calls together all the Shvatim. He called to Ushmu, gather together and listen, B'nai Yaakov. Says the Medrash, this is where Klai Yisrael was zoicha to Kriyas Shema from. Why, what happened? When Yaakov Avinu was nifter min ha'olam, now Yaakov Avinu was half in this world, half in the next world. He was already seeing stuff from the next world. He already knew when the Kates was coming, when Mashiach was coming. He was standing there, and he called his 12 sons together, and he said, listen. And it was nistamo einayim. He wanted to share with them, when is Mashiach coming? Hashem like kind of blocked it from him. He was like a little, he was bothered by that. And he said, Shema yesh bilvavchem machloikas al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe someone over here is not good. If everyone is good, so then all of the tzinairus, all of the channels, all of the shefa, all of the bracha is coming down. Something over here is going wrong. Why is like the connection not good? Why is the connection not good? I'll tell you, I'm digressing. I'm sorry, but it's good stuff. I hope so. You know, the Brisker Rav, this is the amazing story about the Brisker Rav, how he was saved from the Nazis. He was able to leave an occupied territory, was occupied by the Nazis. And the Brisker Rav said that if a person thinks, Ein Oid Milvadoi, if a person is fully aware of Ein Oid Milvadoi, no one can touch you. No, it doesn't make a difference. No one can touch you. He was in a car. They're trying to get across the border. And he said, everyone here think Ein Oid Milvadoi. We're going to get across. This is a relatively famous story. And they're approaching the border. And they get stopped. And the Brisker Rav turned around. He said, someone here is not concentrating. Focus. And everyone, you know, was going on in this car. You know, it was like this. And they got through the border. Because he said, if we're not getting through, something's wrong over here. Someone's not focusing. Everyone, focus. Ein Oid Milvadoi. So Yaakovino was here. He's ready to go to the gates and like, what's going on? Why is this not, what's wrong over here? Says Yaakov, Shema Yesh Milvavchem Achoykas Al Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe someone over here is not like where he's supposed to be in his Avodas Hashem. Amrulai, Shema Yisrael Avinu, Shema, listen. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ein Bilvavenu Machloikas. Just like you, Shema Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu then mouthed with his mouth, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchusoi Le'olam Voed. This is what happened. This was the drama unfolding. That's where Shema is from. Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchusoi Le'olam Voed. Shema Yisrael Shem Kivoid Malchusoi Le'olam Voed. Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchusoi. What is going on over here? What is going on over here? So, the Koznitsa Magid, that's a Chassidish Rebbe, brings from the Zohar HaKadosh a remez in these six letters of Baruch Shem Kivoid Machuso Le'olam Voed. There's six letters. And he brings from the Zohar that if you spell the letters, you change the order of the letters, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Le'olam Voed, it spells the word Bishloi Mecha. You could write it down yourself. Baruch Shem Le'olam Voed Malchuso Kavoid. In that order. It spells the word Bishloi. If you take the Rashi Tevis, it spells the word Bishloi Mecha. And he says that these are the wings, the Knafayim of the Malachim. Okay, now we're starting to get already into those places, right? The Malachim have six wings somehow. And each wing is another one of these letters, Bishloi Mecha, and they're made on the Shleimus of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. Okay, so this is a little deep. So we're going to try to figure out some of this to understand. And what's going on over here? Why is it that Yaakov Avinu's response to Shema Yisrael's Baruch Shem, what's the response? And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim, he was up there, and it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said Shema, didn't say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ved. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do it. Yaakov did do it. What's going on over here? It says Moshe Rabbeinu, he says the Pasuk, he writes, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kavod, doesn't write Baruch Shem. So why did Moshe not do it? Why did Yaakov, yes, do it? And when we do it, we like do it like in an undertone. What's the deal? And why is it Darton on Yom Kippur, we do it out loud? What's going on with this Baruch Shem? What's the story? So I'm going to share with you right now something of amazing. The Zohar says, Shema Yisrael is Yichud Elo'o, and Baruch Shem is Yichud Tato'o. Got it? That's it. Good? It's good? Yeah, okay. What does that mean? But Yichud means you're Miyachad Hashem. Yichud Ilah means a lofty, an exalted Yichud of Hashem. And Yichud Tatoa is a lowly Yichud of Hashem. So we understand that there's two different things going on. So obviously Yaakov Avinu was like trying to like encourage Yichud Tatoa, also at least. Chayisla said, Shema Yisrael, the brother said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad. And Yaakov said, like, Baruch Shem Kvar Machusay. So what's going on? Listen to this, my friends. Open your minds. Open your hearts. Here goes. It starts over here. the Yalkut Ruveini breaks it open for us. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Voed, six letters, the Rashi Tevos. We said spell the words Bishlamecha, but there's something else about them, unique. Listen to this. If you wanted to add something to the Shem Hashem, Mi Kahashem, Mi Lahashem Eli, Shehashem Omar, these are all psukim. Mi Kahashem Elokeinu, Mi Lahashem Eli, Shehashem Omar. These are one of the letters that can be affixed to the Shem Hashem. What do you think, Elio? What are the letters? It's Beis, Nishba Bahashem, like Baruch. It's Shin, Shehashem Omar, that's Shin. It's Kaf, Mikashem. It's Lamid, Lahashem. It's, I missed one, I skipped one. It's Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Le'olam Voed, the same letters, says the Yalkut Riveni. The identical letters that spell out this, the Rosh Hashanah of this word, are the only letters that you'll find in Tanakh that are ever affixed to the beginning of Hashem's name. Baruch Beis Bashem. Shem Shin Shashem. Kavod Kahashem. Where are we up to? Malchusoy, Me Hashem Yotza Hadavar. Then it's. I'm getting confused. La'olam, it's La Hashem and Voed Ve Hashem. Interesting. And he says.
For the Yikiv Elkin?
What? No, for the Shem Hashem.
But like Elohim, for example, could have a hay in front of it.
What?
Elohim could have a hay in front of it, for example, right? That's completely. It's not any of these words. It's affixed to the Shem Hashem, and it's not any of these words. Amalai ha'elokim.
Interesting.
Wait, Rabbi, aren't those the prefixes to any word?
What'd you say?
Aren't these the letters that are prefixes to any word?
That's okay, but we'll see why is this important. We'll see in a second. Okay. The Gemara in Yuma says the following thing. Tanya, the Gemara says, how do we know that we're supposed to say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Voed? The Kohen, when he does the Avoida, right? When the Kohen says the Avoida, he says, the Shem HaMeforash, V'ha'am Onim Acharav, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Voed. Right, we say that in Yom Kippur Davening, the avoidah of the Kohen Gadol is he says the Shema Mefarash Ayotemi Pi Kohen Gadol, and then everyone says Baruch Shem. Says the Gemara, how do we know that we do that? How do we know that's what we're supposed to do? Says the Gemara, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Elokeinu. When the Shema, name of Hashem is said, you should bring greatness or make it big. What does that mean? Why is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Voed the way to make Hashem's name big? Why don't you do something else to make Hashem's name big? These are the letters that expand the Shem Hashem. These are the letters that you can put to the Shem Hashem to add it. So you're saying it in the form of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Voed, but what you're doing is you're saying Ba Hashem, Ka Hashem, She Hashem, La Hashem, Me Hashem, Ve Hashem. What you're doing is you're adding to the Shem of Hashem. Now, The thing is that there is also a way to add to the end of Hashem's name. You could add to the end of Hashem's name, not just to the beginning of Hashem's name. For example, Hashem's name is Elohim. We could call Hashem Elokeinu. Elokeinu. He is our God. So you're adding to the end of Hashem's name. And there is a fundamental difference between adding to the beginning or adding to the end. Says the Gemara. Kol hanitval l'shem. Anyone that's tufel to the Shem Hashem. Le'acharov einoy nimchok. Shekvar kitshu Hashem. Which means, if you write Elokeinu, can you erase the letters Nun and Vav? Or did that become part of the Shem Hashem? If you write Ke Elokim, can you erase the Chaf at the beginning of the name? The beginning of the name you could erase. The end of the name you can't erase. Even though you're adding to the name. There's adding in the beginning and adding at the end. So, apparently there's a difference to the different ways that we could add to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, there's different dargos in Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? He says, Atem hadveikim ba'ashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoim. So there's a person who kaviyochol is putting Hashem first. If you a person has Hashem at the end of the name or in the beginning of the name. So we have Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There, we're referencing to where Hashem is coming first. Hashem Elokeinu is Hashem and us. That is what we're going to call Yichud Ilah. That is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ki'ilu, and what's coming before us, and that's Hashem Echad. We kind of like get lost in the Shem Hashem. Hashem Echad, where are we? We're just attached to you, Hashem. That's all we are. We're just attached to you. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's Yichud Ilah. Then there's Yichud Tata, which is we're coming first. We want to like bring Hashem into our lives. It's Baruch Shem Kevoid Machuso Le'olam Void. It's Ka Hashem. It's Me Hashem, it's La Hashem. That's all where the Chol comes before the Kodesh. It's not the same. If you put the Kodesh and then you attach the Chol, it becomes Kodesh. Elokeinu, it's Eino Nimchak. Became part of that. So then a person is called Yichud Ilah. It's the highest level a person can reach, which is that you're just Mevatl yourself totally to Hashem. Hashem, it's you, and I'm just a part of you. But then there's Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchus Olam Vayed, which is Hashem is me, and I'm going to bring you into my life. These are the two different levels. Lefizeh, we can understand the following thing. It says, Yaakovinu is bikesh legalos as akets. Yaakovinu is like, okay, I want to bring down all of the shefa, all of the bracha right now. I want to tell you when Mashiach's coming. But it's not working. It's not going. He said, maybe there's something wrong here. He said, no. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We are totally, totally devoted to Hashem. We're going to be mevatel ourselves totally to Hashem. Yaakov says, well, that's obviously, Klal Yisrael is not there. So I have to say, Baruch Shem Kavoyid Malchusoy, Ve'olam Voed. Which is because there's something interrupting over here that's stopping us from like getting what we're supposed to. So we're not on Yichud Ilah, we're on Yichud Tata. And that's why when we say it quietly, because it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to say Baruch Shem Kavoyim. Because what we're saying is this is lower level Yichud Hashem. Is Hashem coming first in your life, or is Hashem coming afterwards in your life? You're trying to fit Hashem, like, you know, what works for me, I'm going to try to fit Hashem into my life, or are you going to put Hashem first, and fit yourself into Hashem. So, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem comes first, Hashem is our God, so the Shem Hashem is first, there, that's Yichud Allah, we say that out loud. But there's a certain amount that we are ki'ilu, not really, we're not fully developed in our relationship with Hashem, which is Baruch Hashem, which we say quietly. Which we say quietly. Could be that Dafka, when Klal Yisrael was at Har Sinai, there, Klal Yisrael was on such a high madrega, they didn't need to say Baruch Shem. Klal Yisrael was like Kodem Achet. That was the tikkun. That was when everything, all of the Shefa came down then. Yaakov Avinu was like, something's wrong here. At Har Sinai, everything was perfect. There was no Baruch Shem. What do we have to do? Ki b'yoyim hazeh, yichaper aleichem, v'tar eschem, mikol chatoseichem. This is the day that will come where Hashem will cleanse us of all of our sins. Lifnei Hashem titaru. Lifnei Hashem titaru, what does that mean? That if a person is lifnei Hashem, if a person understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to purify us of putting ourselves before Hashem. Mipnei Hashem titaru, because we went first. That's why we need a tahara. We have to do is we have to learn to put HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. And we are going to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do whatever we see. This is whatever is the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is going to, we'll make it happen. And then we'll be Zoicha Beis Hashem to the Geula Asida that Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala. We'll be Zoicha to Mashiach Tzidkenu. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.